moment with two constants, sameness, and maybe we should call it changeness. This inner you versus this outer you. This ability to be aware versus this ability to interact. And the concept of local to global, where change is on steroids, the world is changing faster than ever before. And so how do we deal with that change? How do we speak about change? How do we embrace change as a concept to understand life better?
You are now entering the information stream, a physical and digital world. No matter where you live or where you are, a device and connection brought you here, where you and I now interact. Together, we will challenge our basic assumptions and approach to life in the 21st century. Together, we will change the world. Welcome to 21st Century Freak. And I'm your host, Edward Veeam.
Welcome to 21st Century Freak. This is Edward Veeam, your host. And this episode, once again, I'm flying solo. I've made some attempts to have conversations with people and I've recorded them, but I haven't felt that they have been quite in line with the project, quite in line with somehow what I want this podcast to be, which is so much authenticity, openness, vulnerability. But also, absolutely, I hope that people find it interesting and intellectual and something where we are reasoning together and not just, you know, feeling good together, even though that's so often what I hope you guys feel when you listen to the podcast, that you feel good, that you feel that what I'm really trying to do is just be the best person I can possibly be. And especially as I sit down with my guests to really, you know, give them my time and attention. Believing that, you know, intent in that something beautiful can come out of it simply because all of us are extraordinary. Any conversation can lead to huge epiphanies and you never really know why and sometimes it's even not the first time you hear something, but it's the first time you understand something and it hits very differently. And, you know, I have to be honest, it's really dark right now in Sweden. I think I haven't seen the sun for about 3 weeks. And before that, I mean, I saw the sun once, but even then it was very dark and it's been an incredibly intense and fun year for me at the same time as the chaos around the world has been ongoing. And it's been surreal. And here at the end here with the darkness and I think I've needed more time for kind of myself relaxing and just letting things settle a little bit. And I guess in a way I've felt that that has somehow also been this feeling of that doing that means that I'm not as inspired right now or that I'm not as happy as in the go, in the run, making the right moves, having the just the flow of the day speak to me in the sense that, oh, wow, this is, you're doing it all right. Well, right now, and as I said, in the way it is, you know, it's tough to wake up actually, and things are harder throughout my day, whether it's doing dishes or, you know, all the small chores. Anyways, I felt like I had a moment of inspiration here, and you guys know that I've also said that, you know, I really do feel inspired when I talk to other people. Yet I've tried out two conversations now and where I've recorded, but it just didn't feel quite right. Primarily on my part. And I think it's tied to the darkness that is surrounding Sweden right now. And just really needing the time for myself to process and integrate the year, because it's been so intense. Which makes it hard for me to really focus on the guest and really, really immerse myself fully, fully, fully. Simply almost because I want to turn inward. And so I just hope by saying this truth, my own truth, that it might help remind other people out there that sometimes it's just a bit more tough. It's a bit harder. And really, I think what that means is just we need more time to process and integrate. Anyway, I caught a moment of inspiration here, so I thought I'd record it. And I was thinking about, you know, this podcast, the world, what I'm trying to do with it, how I can break it down. And, you know, as I was saying, being attentive, aware, and immersed in the conversation with my guests, what does that necessitate? What does it require? And it's really the moment, right? And I think I often talk about being in the moment, that I am and you are, not I, Edward, not you, whoever's listening, but am, are, being here, the moment. And so, like, what is the moment? And I was laying here thinking about it, and I was, okay, but really there's two constants about the moment. And that is that it's always the same. In infinity, somehow, the moment will always just be the moment, and the moment is as the moment is, and it never changes. It just is. It's always the same. It's the moment. Yet what's also true about the moment, and the fact that we're always only here, present now, is that something is also always changing, right? The only constant through history is change, not sameness. And so the moment captures these two really paradoxical concepts, like constant sameness, constant union, but also constant change. Constant difference, differentiality, not the same. And somewhere our emotions are caught in the sameness and change. Somewhere our logic is caught in the sameness and this change. And what kind of hovers over all this is awareness. And I think awareness is kind of this thing that ties them together, the sameness and the constant change, in the sense that in the same, in the moment, we're all the same. You're listening, I'm speaking, we're both hearing my words. We share that moment. That sameness is our inner selves, this constant broadcast of our life that's going on inside us. That's what's also constant, always the same. Our ability to be aware of ourselves, but also this outside world, this change. So there's this inner you and there's this outer you. And somehow in the exterior is where we gain the ability to act/interact with the world. Otherwise, we'd only be interacting with ourselves. And so, again, in the moment, we then have the sameness, we have the change, we have the inner you, we have this exterior you of the world changing. We're always met with new experiences. We have this ability to be aware because of the inner you. And we have this ability to interact with the world because of this exterior you. And so what is this podcast trying to get at with this moment and to understand it and understanding the world in motion with the 21st century? Well, I think that given that we can break down the moments into these two categories of constant sameness and constant change, they're really concepts and words we need to start thinking more about, talking more about, making more clear for people what kind of conversation we're having. Because in a way, when you give advice to people, you're either pointing towards their inner self and you're saying, hey, you're always going to be whatever this is. And so don't worry about or try even to change it. And at the same time, we also advise people that, you know, if you want change, you got to go out there and act and be with the world, engage it, put in work. And I feel like this concept of the moment can help us structure out a conversation across these two constants, this sameness and this change that is always, always present. And it's quite paradoxical because it means that, you know, we're always the same, yet we're always different because we're always changing. And where I think it's so relevant to have this conversation today in the 21st century is for the fact of how not the sameness has changed, not our inner selves, not our ability to be aware. It hasn't changed. But really what has changed is this exterior world that we interact with. And I'm referring particularly to this idea again of local to global, that with a device and connection, we go from our local environment to a global environment. And if you think about change, which is going on at every single moment, when you start to expand the, say, area that you're attempting to be aware of, as we go from local creatures to global surfers, clearly this one constant of the moment, change, is being seriously, seriously impacted. And it's changing way faster than it did even when we were local creatures. And yet that was the only thing that changed. Yet now we're just changing faster. So really this local to global connection is that what that means is that change is on steroids. Change is so incredibly accelerated by this idea that we're aware not only of the local world, but of the global world. And that means that we perhaps need to start having more conversations about how do we deal with change? How do we deal with sameness? How do we speak about it? And I think it's time that we embrace these ideas as concepts really, really fundamental to understand life better. Because like the sameness, the spiritual journey I'm on, you know, that's I'm trying to figure out what this ability to be aware is about. Yet this podcast, in a way, is not only this connection, not only finding the moment and the sameness between myself and others, but also the differences, right? Because I realize that they're a constantly changing process. And as they have been exposed to these different areas of the globe, even though we are the same, they are radically different. And it means that they have one way of dealing with change than you have. because our experiences will kind of allow us to understand this concept in different ways. How well do we grasp the concept of change, and how much do we actually think about the change that is constantly happening around our life? Whether it's ourselves renewing ourselves, or whether it is the next breakthrough paradigm shifting technology that completely resurfaces the earth with a completely new look, a completely new way of living. Human life no longer the same. Change. Things always change. And they will never stay the same. Yet, that's not exactly true either, right? Because once again, conscious awareness is always the same. And so when we think about life, and if we try to just boil it down to one sentence, that's why so much like I am as you are. Because the I and the you, it refers to this part of the world that's always changing. Always, always changing. And the am and the are part is the part that's always the same. And really what we're talking about when we say I am as you are is the moment. It's this sameness, this infinite awareness, the fact that the moment is always the moment, wherever it presents itself, and the fact that everything changes moment to moment. So while the moment stays the same, everything within it changes. And I guess I'm recording just because I'm having these ideas for myself. And I hope that, and you know, I haven't figured it out, but I felt like this was worth sharing. Boiling down some kind of structure, perhaps even for how I'll work on the podcast over this break to make it even better and to perhaps crystallize my own vision. The moment with two constants, sameness, and maybe we should call it changeness. The moment, sameness and changes. Changeness. The moment, sameness and changeness. Kind of like it. This inner you versus this outer you. This ability to be aware versus this ability to interact. And the concept of local to global, where changes on steroids, the world is changing faster than ever before. And so how do we deal with that change? How do we speak about change? How do we embrace change as a concept to understand life better? Because things always change. They will never stay the same. Which, again, is not exactly true, because conscious awareness is always the same. I am as you are. I, you, always changing. But am and are always the same. Yeah. I think I'll linger on this, and perhaps I'll have some more detailed thoughts about it. I hope you enjoyed this little thought exercise about embracing change as a concept, embracing sameness as a concept that we can really use to paint out this inner you versus the exterior you. And I'm glad you guys are tuning in. Thank you so much. Have a blessed week, y'all. Bye-bye.